The pandemic has disrupted a lot of programs that keep kids occupied and out of trouble, and that's a problem in areas where violent crime is going up. Marco Seiler-Gonzalez from member station KQED takes us to Oakland, California, where students there are coming to grips with the loss of a football standout and how sports might have been able to save his life.
The Oakland Unified School District just started allowing their sports teams to work out for the first time in nearly a year.
Y'all got cleats? Throw them on. Let's, throw them on. Let's go. You throw your cleats on. As soon as that gate open, we drop your bag. Let's hit the field.
Joe Bates is the head football coach at Skyline High School. He's standing with 30 or so players and coaches outside of an athletic field in East Oakland. As the gate opens, the students run onto the field and splinter out into their positions for drills. It's a lot of young, lanky kids lining up 6 feet apart, awaiting the coach's cue.
That first 5 yards got to be the hardest burst. Set, go!
Unlike a normal practice, there's no balls, no pads, and no contact. Defensive coach Kerry Griffin says the important thing is just getting the kids back on the field.
So that way they're not always cooped up in the house or running the streets.
It's well known the COVID-19 pandemic has hit Black and Latino neighborhoods particularly hard. But a different epidemic has taken a violent grip over those same communities as school programs have disappeared.
It's way more shootings than it used to be.
Devin Trahan is a defensive tackle in his senior year at Skyline. He lives just down the street from the athletic field, where he says shootings have become a near daily occurrence. Before the pandemic, Oakland's violent crime was on the decline. But the murder rate increased by 36% in 2020, according to Oakland Police. The school district says around 12 students and recent graduates were a part of that death toll. One of those students was an up-and-coming star running back for Skyline, Aaron Pryor. He was shot and killed back in September, just after turning 16.
If Corona wouldn't have never hit, I think my son would have still been here. For sure, it's no ifs, ands, buts about it. He would have still been here. Still been here.
Taiwan Pryor is Aaron's dad. I meet him at his house in East Oakland, where he's sitting outside with friends and family. He's wearing a black long-sleeve shirt with a blown-up picture of him with his son.
That was my number one guy. I was his number one fan.
Aaron's football career started at a young age, when his dad put him in a Pop Warner youth league.
He has some awesome talent, bro. He was MVP for like 2 years in a row. Feel me? Aaron was running back all 4 years.
Pryor moved to Las Vegas when Aaron was 13, and his son's life outside of the game became more complicated. Aaron lived with his mom, but she worked long hours. His dad says that's when Aaron started getting into trouble. Aaron was arrested for robbery when he was 14 years old and spent 9 months in juvie. It's there that Pryor says his son had a big wake-up call.
And he was like, damn, Dad, like I'm supposed to be playing football right now. So that really hurt him. That he couldn't play.
Pryor moved back to Oakland to keep a closer eye on his son. After Aaron got out of juvie, Pryor took him to see Coach Bates, who saw Aaron's potential. Aaron started to meet with teammates for unofficial workouts in the park last spring. But just as he was getting into rhythm with his team, the pandemic got worse and they stopped working out together. Aaron fell back into old habits on the streets.
If you don't get away, or if you don't really be focused, and just Oakland is a big old trap, man, for certain kids. And my son was one of them.
While the virus is a very real threat, some public health experts say it has to be weighed against other public health concerns, like gun violence. John Swartzberg is a professor at UC Berkeley's School of Public Health. He says it's a matter of harm reduction. The idea is that it's unrealistic to expect kids to stay indoors all day. So provide an outdoor space where they can stay safe from the virus and out of harm's way.
The harm reduction would be to say, well, yes, there is a risk of doing that, but the good that comes from it is better, and it's going to help obviate them from doing other things.
Unlike opening schools for in-person learning, which can be costly, the cost of opening outdoor conditioning programs is relatively inexpensive. A spokesman for the school district acknowledged that the absence of sports is detrimental for students, but he said the district was more focused on reopening classrooms, which haven't opened yet. Meanwhile, the state has allowed for outdoor conditioning since July. Coach Bates says he tried to keep tabs on Aaron and believes that had the district reopened sports much earlier, Aaron might still be alive.
And when it happened, we felt broken because, you know, we felt the responsibility to a certain extent. You know what I mean? And we felt like we failed.
Coach Bates says it's hard to keep some students engaged in remote learning without football. He's had 3 kids drop out since the pandemic hit, and 22 others who are falling behind in their classes. For the time being, the coaching staff at Skyline High School is just happy to have their boys back on the field. At the end of practice, Coach Bates leads the team in a rallying cry. The chant is also a big part of their official game time hype song. For Here and Now, I'm Marco Seiler Gonzalez in Oakland.